teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I am Anthony Cates, and this is Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. I'd like to thank you for joining me today as we discuss Tuesdays and Wednesdays pitching streams. I don't know about you guys, but there's just something about this time of year, those first couple of weeks of July, right before we hit the All-Star break, where I really start to reminisce about the All-Star games from my youth when I was younger. And I guess two of the ones that really always pop up for me in my mind will always be the 1999 All-Star game at Fenway, when Ted Williams came out on the fields, and just all of the stars and superstars of that time. You can tell by looking, they just turned into little kids because they were around, you know, baseball royalty. Ted Williams is one of the greatest, if not the greatest hitters of all time. And everybody turned into little kids. Vladimir Guerrero, Griffey, Mike Piazza, Larry Walker, Barry Bonds, Rafael Palmeiro, Nomar was out there. Sammy Sosa was out there. It was just like a who's who of peak steroid usage, home runs, dominant pitching. And it's just one of those games that I think I'll remember until my deathbed. And then I think there's two specific moments from other All-Star games that I like and I like to think about and really kind of reminisce about. I remember being, you know, a kid. And that was the first one's when Torrey Hunter robbed Barry Bonds of a home run. I do believe that was at the All-Star game in Milwaukee in 2002-2003. But I still remember watching that live and jumping off of my couch because no one robbed Barry Bonds of a home run. Especially not back then, out of the peak of his powers. And then my second memory that I love to think about is when Larry Walker was facing Randy Johnson and decided to bat right-handed because he felt safer facing Randy from the right side instead of the left when he was firing those 100-mile-per-hour fastballs in there and that disgusting slider and still struck out. Everyone had a laugh. He turned his batting elbow around backwards. It was a great time. So I don't know if you guys have some great All-Star game memories, games you like to remember, moments you like to remember. Tag me on Twitter with, you know, videos, pictures, stories. It's at AKFantasyBB. Tell me about your favorite All-Star game moments from your youth or even recent ones. And before we dive into the pod, we do want to thank our friends at BetOnline, the number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, and soccer to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every set, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or just unwind at one of their over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. Excuse me. So today we will briefly go over Paul's recommended streamers for Tuesday, and then we'll dive deeper into my choice streamers for Wednesday. And you know we want you guys to always be at least a step ahead of your league mates. So make sure follow us on Twitter, especially the Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball account at EthosFantasyBB. You can follow me, again, at AKFantasyBB. We drop all of our latest articles, our podcasts, our analysis, our insight, updates, all the blurbs at the end of the games for injuries, call-ups, you name it. We're dropping so much stuff every single day to keep you ahead of the rest of your league. Now, with our pickups, if you're new to the podcast, we have some rules. If you're not, you know the rules. The only starters that we care about are stars that are rostered in 65% of leagues. That's it. If we don't mention them, they're either owned in too many leagues, so you're not going to be able to stream them, or they're not worth your time to stream, so we're not going to mention them. Paul has a handful of starters that he recommends for Tuesday, starting with Brian Bello against the Oakland Athletics. Then we have Dean Kramer versus the Cubs. Jose Quintana at the Nationals. Frankie Montas at home against the Rockies. That's a big one. I'm kind of in on that as well. And Colin Ray will be pitching against the Pirates at home in Milwaukee. And then if you want the deeper reasonings behind Paul's choices, just go back, listen to Monday's podcast. He provides you all the analysis and statistics behind his decisions. After you do that, finish up listening to my recommendations for Wednesday. And then head on over to our website, sportsethos.com, and just check out what else we have to offer for your fantasy baseball needs. You know, every single day of the regular season, we drop our pickups of the day. You're going to get 3, 4, or 5 guys recommended that you should pick up that can help your team today, tomorrow, next week, a month from now, the rest of the season. We're trying to help you enhance your odds of winning your league. And just yesterday, on Monday, and every Monday of the regular season, I drop 4,000 to 5,000 words on a fantasy week in review. I cover all 30 teams. I go over all the starting pitcher starts, the saves, the holds, and the offensive side. I look for top performers on each team. We go over the home runs and the stolen bases, all the strikeouts, all the walks, you name it. We're covering everything that matters to fantasy managers. All right. So let's go ahead and dive into my streams for Wednesday. My names for Wednesday, because it's not just streams. I do have 3 streams. I have 2 yellow flags, which I'll reiterate what those are when we get to them, and 3 fades. As usual, on the streams, we go from highest roster to lowest. And the first name on this list, it frustrates me, I'm still having to tell you guys about him, is Reese Olson. He's rostered in 46% of leagues. He'll be at home against Cleveland. And guys, he needs to be rostered in far more leagues. I really think we're going to look at it and see it a near elite second half of the season from Olson. He's really, really good. I know the wins totals are low, right? But just for the Tigers, he only has 3 wins. But this season, the ERA is 3.22. The WHIP's 1.18. He's got 89 strikeouts in 95 innings. He's got a decent walk rate, 2.65 walks per 9. His home run rate is elite, 0.47 home runs per 9. And he's been just phenomenal over his 4 most recent starts. So over 24 innings, 4 starts, we have 3 quality starts. That's a 1.88 ERA, a 28-5 strikeout to walk ratio. He's allowed 1 home run and 5 run runs over that time frame. That's elite. And he's facing an offense that has the 11th highest WRC plus against right-hand pitchers on the road over the past month in the Guardians. That's just a 105, right? They have the 8th best OPS at 731, 7th highest slugging at 420, 14th best OBP at 310. They are tied for the 3rd best strikeout rate at 19.6%, but they have the 8th worst walk rate at 6.3%. So they don't strike out a lot, but they're also not going to walk a lot. They do have the 6th best fly ball rate at 42%, and they have the 4th lowest ground ball rate at 39.1%, but they have the 4th lowest hard hit rate at 27.8%, and the 9th highest soft hit rate at 17.6%. So, yes, that's a lot of fly balls. It's not a lot of ground balls, but they're not flying very far. They're not hitting balls hard, so the balls aren't flying. So the Guardians, they're not a great offense, not a bad offense, just kind of a good offense. And they're going up against someone who I think is a very good starter, who could be a great starter. And I'll let you know, I'm running Olson out there in every league that I have him in. I think he can be owned in 10 team leagues. And I believe in him so much that I just recently traded for him in my serious 16-team dynasty league. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I traded for him Monday night. I'm recording this podcast Tuesday morning. That's how serious I am. I'm running him out there in every league size of 12 teams or more. I'd run him out there in 10 teams. I know it's only Wednesday. I know there's 10 days of counting stats over this matchup on most sites. I don't care. His roster percentage should already be over 65%. We should not be talking about Reese Olson. Next up is Tobias Myers of the Brewers. He's 43% rostered. He'll be facing Pittsburgh at home.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And over the past month, he's got six starts. And over six starts, he's kind of on a, he's on a nice little streak, right? He's got, he pitched 37 in the third innings. He's only allowed 9 earned runs, with 7 of those earned runs coming over two starts. So the other four starts had 1 or no runs allowed. It's only 3 home runs, a 29-9 strikeout to walk ratio, 2.17 ERA. But he does have a 3.9 XFIP and a 4.12 Sierra. So he's probably like a run and a half worse as a performer than he's shown. But as like a streamer or kind of a back-end starter for deeper leagues, like that's not terrible. There's much worse players that are rostered and far more leaks right now. And he's facing a Pittsburgh team that's kind of been kind of like middle of the road against right-hand pitchers on the road the past month. They're the 14th worst WRC plus of 93. Their OPS is 683. It's 15th. Slug 387. That's 15th. On-base percentage is 296, which is 14th. They have the 6th worst strikeout rate at 27.1. The walk rate's only at a 7.4. They have the 3rd worst ground ball to fly ball ratio of 1.41. The 4th highest ground ball rate of 47.9. And the 4th lowest fly ball rate of 33.9%. So, lots of balls being hit in the ground. Not many being hit in the air. They're striking out a lot. They're walking at an okay rate. Like 7.4%, I think it's like 16th for the league over that time frame. So they've been, you know, slightly below average. Myers is on a hot streak. I think he can keep it up. I like the Brewers more than the Pirates in general. So I think that if they can stake Myers to a few early runs, that maybe, you know, I think pitchers tend to, they pitch a little bit more comfortably and also more aggressive once they already have runs behind them, because if they make a mistake, they know they're that's not going to be that bad. But I do believe like he's going to have a pretty solid line against them. That, you know, I do think that he could be in line for the win, maybe a quality start with how the Pirates strike out. I'm thinking maybe a strikeout per inning. 14 teams of deeper leagues, if he's available in leagues that deep, I'd stream him. If you're in 12-team leagues, you know, if your pitching's been struggling a bit lately, I know it's early in the matchup, but I would risk him at 12-team leagues. And just see if he can be a sort of a soft stabilizer for your roster. And my third and final streamer, Carson Spears for the Reds. He is rostered in 12% leagues, and he is facing Colorado on the road in Cincinnati. So this is also the second of three rookies that I'm going to talk about today. And I'm including him as a streamer. It's a little bit because of how he's been performing, which since the start of June, he's got 5 appearances, 4 starts, 28.1 innings, 20 to 3rd innings, 24-6 strikeout to walk, only 4 home runs, 12 runs allowed. But all the teams he's played against were AL and NL Central teams. But I do consider all of those teams better than the Rockies, who are like one of the 3 worst offenses in the entire league. And on the road, they're the absolute worst. Over the past month on the road against right-handed pitchers, their WRC plus is a 48, which is 11 points lower than the Rangers, who are in second place. Second worst. And I do feel like every time I'm on the podcast, I am picking someone to stream against the Rockies on the road. But if you look at it over the last 3 or 4 weeks, they're 4-12 in their last 16 games on the road. So it kind of works out in our favor. In the first game of this series, they were already shut out by Andrew Abbott. So it's like Reds pitchers starting off on the right foot. And then if you don't believe that's good enough, I mean, just not just the league worst WRC plus, they have the lowest OPS, the lowest slugging, the lowest on base percentage. They're tied for the worst batting average of 182, 4th highest strikeout rate at 28.1%. They have the 11th worst fly ball rate at 36.3% and 11th worst ground ball rate at 43.4%. They have the 8th worst ground ball to fly ball rate at 1.2. They're just, Colorado tends to be really bad on the road. And there's something about this Colorado team where they're just kind of terrible on the road lately. So even though Spears has been good, not great, Colorado's been terrible. The worst offense on the road. So I like to kind of lean towards a better team with a slightly better pitcher against terrible teams like that. I am only rocking with Spears in deeper leagues, though. 14, 15, 16 team leagues and deeper. Anything out of that, 10, 12 team leagues, if he gets blown up, like that's on you guys, I wouldn't rock him that low yet. But I'd give him another start or two. If he can continue to pitch well outside of the AL NL Central, then we should be giving Spires a more serious look. Okay, so I have 2 yellow flags. And I've told you in the past, yellow flags are guys where there are reasons you should start him and there are reasons you shouldn't. And I'm going to give you a lot of stats on why you should. And I'm going to give you stats on why the team that he's pitching against, you should start him against. But ultimately, this decision is going to be yours. I'm probably going to start one of these guys. I don't think I'd start the other. But I wouldn't blame you if you started both. And the first one is Drew Thorpe of the White Sox. He's 24% rostered. He's going up against Minnesota and Chicago. He's pitched decent so far in the big leagues. He has come off of 3 straight quality starts and wins, but they were against 3 terrible opponents. And that's at Detroit, Colorado on the road, and at Miami. Those are kind of 3 of the worst offenses right there. In his 5 big league starts, though, he's only allowed 2 home runs over 26 2/3 innings, but he's walked 14 and only struck out 18. But in his last 3 starts, he's been much better, right? He's 18 1/3 innings, only 7 walks. He struck out 14, so the strikeout rate has moved up. Only 3 total earned runs, though he has been kind of lucky in regards to his BABIP, which is at a 182. It's 100 points lower than league average. But he's limited any damage done to him by limiting good hard hits. Like his barrel rate's 3.8%. Hard hit rate is like 32.9%. And his average exit velocity is only 84.3 miles per hour, which would be elite if he qualified for the leaderboards. And the Twins, they're going to be a test for him because right now they have the tied for 8th best WRC plus against right-hand pitchers on the road. That's at 106. Their OPS is 726. That's 9th best. 10th best slugging at 407. 9th best OBP at 319. They have the best strikeout rate at 17.2%, which isn't really a problem for a guy with a low strikeout rate. They are tied for the 6th worst walk rate, which could play into his favor because maybe they're a little more aggressive. They're trying to get on base, so that'll work out to him. He will walk as many. They also, though, have the 7th best hard hit rate at 34.4%, but that's only 1.3% higher than his hard hit rate. So is that really like that great? They had the 7th lowest soft hit rate at 14% flats. 10th lowest fly ball rate at 36.6%. But they have the highest line drive rate of 23.9%. As I always say, more line drives equals more base hits. That equals more base runners, which can equal more runs. So we're looking at a pretty good offense going up against a rookie who's had 3 good but slightly lucky wins in a row against some of the worst opponents. I have him as a yellow flag. Just because I really like him. And I'll probably run him out there in my deeper leagues. I do play in a 16-team dynasty. I play in another 20-team auction league. In those leagues where you're more limited to how many good armors you could have, you kind of run the risk on almost everybody. But in a 10-day matchup like this one, right? This is only the third day of 10 counting days over the next 2 weeks. I am hesitant enough that, like, I won't start him in every league. 12-team leagues. My 14-team league, I'd be hesitant. I'd want to look. I'd want to try to map out how many starts I have over the entire matchup. How's my pitching been before I make a decision like that? You might be all in on it. Maybe you're a White Sox fan, you're a AL Central fan, or you just love starting rookies. And you think that, you know, the Minnesota Twins offense has only looked this good because of how well Royce Lewis played before he got injured. So maybe he had a big influence on that. All I know is I'm giving you the facts and the figures. I'm leaving this decision up to you. I'm not going to tell you one way or the other. I'll just say I won't blame you if you bench him, but I won't blame you if you start him. Which brings us to our next yellow flag. That's Alec Marsh. Kansas City Royals is only 14% rostered. He would be pitching at St. Louis. He struggled a little bit over last month of pitching, right? He's got 6 starts. He's pitched only 29.2-thirds innings, so on average, just under 5 innings a start. He has allowed 20 earned runs and 5 home runs, but he struck out 28 and only walked 11. So his ERA is like just over 6. But if you look at his ERA predictors, his Sierra and his XFIP, the one's 4.2, the other's 4.3. It's like, is it wonderful? But like, that's almost 2 full runs under his ERA. And if you look at it over those 6 starts, his strikeout rate is up compared to his season averages, as are his walk and home run rates. He has been a little unlucky with his BABIP. His strand rate has been a little bit better than league average, so that kind of cancels each other out. And then in those 6 starts, he had 2 starts against really good offenses at home, the Guardians and the Yankees. But he only allowed 1 earned run over 13 innings against them. And then he faced the A's and the Rays and allowed 12 earned runs over 6 total innings. So, like, you just don't know, if is he going to excel against a bad team? Is he going to, you know, do great against a good team? He's kind of a very unpredictable. But I have him as a yellow flag because the Cardinals have been a kind of bad offense against right-hand pitching at home over the last 30 days. Their WRC plus is 10th worst at exactly 100, so they're league average. They have the 10th worst OPS at .684, 8th worst slugging at .373, 11th worst on base percentage at .311, 7th worst strikeout rate at 23.6%. They have the 3rd lowest walk rate at 6.3%. They have the 5th highest soft hit rate at 18.1, the 13th lowest hard hit rate at 32.4. They have the 5th most plate appearances at 462 against right-hand pitchers at home over the past 30 days, but they're tied for the 9th least home runs of only 10. So we're looking at, you know, a struggling, talented arm going up against a struggling kind of middle-of-the-league offense. That's a long 2-week matchup, right, with the All-Star break. So if you look at it and you've only got 4 two-star pitchers somehow, 5 two-star pitchers, and you're looking at maybe 14 starts, and your opponent's got 18 or 19. I get it if you run Marsh out in there, right? Only deep leech, 14 or more. If you're going to, don't risk it in 12 and 10. I know that yellow flags are not supposed to tell you what to do. I'll just say do not risk it in 12 and 10 right now. But maybe you bench him, see how he performs against St. Louis. It is a Wednesday start. So he could be looking at getting a start at the end of next week when games are going after the All-Star break. And you start him then, right? Maybe you try to get it there. But I don't, you know, if you don't 100% trust Marsh, I don't blame you. I just think that this is a guy you should consider. Look at the facts I provided. Maybe dive a little bit deeper yourself and then make that decision. I don't want to tell you one way or the other. I don't own any shares of Marsh, but I do know he is available in one league for me, and I am strongly considering picking him up. But I probably won't even make a decision until like after the games are over tonight.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All right, we'll finish up with three fades. Two of them from one game. They're facing each other on the mounds. We'll start with Michael Lorenzen for the Rangers, who's rushed at 28%. He's facing the Angels in LA. And then also Griffin Canning of the Angels, who's 10% rostered and facing Texas at home. So Lorenzen, the reason I just don't want to start him, and I think you shouldn't start him, is that he has been extremely lucky over the past month. He's limited hitters to 197 BABIP, which is about 90 points lower than the league average. And his strand rate is 89.7%, is like 20% higher than league average. Then you look at those six starts and his actual performance over 32 and a third innings. He struck out only 18. He walked 14 and he allowed 7 home runs. His ERA looks pretty decent at 3.62, right? You're like, oh, it's nice for like your sixth starter. But his xFIP and his Sierra are both nearly 2 full runs higher. They're 5.4, 5.3 range. In those six games, he allowed a 12% barrel rate and a 45% hard hit rate, which means he should have been lit up in a couple of those games. And I know you think the Angels, you don't think they're a great team, but they are 10th in WRC Plus against right-hand pitchers at home over the last 30 days with a WRC Plus of 116. That's pretty solid. They're the 12th best OPS at 772, 9th best OBP at 343, 11th highest walk rate at 8.8%. They have the 6th highest hard hit rate at 36.2%. And a 13th best soft hit rate at 15.8%. They strike out a lot at 23.8%, which is the 6th worst. And they have the 4th worst ground ball to fly ball rate at 1.23. And the 6th lowest fly ball rate at 36.4%. But I just think with how they've been performing, with how hard they hit the ball, and with how lucky Lorenzen has been, I think the Angels can break that a little bit. And I think Lorenzen's going to get knocked around. And with the Rangers facing Canning on the other side, I do believe it's going to be a very high-scoring game. And with Canning, if you look at his performance over the past month, he has allowed one earned run or less in one of his last six starts, and he's allowed three or more in the other five. He's only got a 22-10 strikeout-to-walk ratio over 34 and two-thirds innings. So he's pitching more than five innings per start. He's not striking out a lot of guys. He's not walking a ton. And he's only given up 5 home runs, yet he's given up a ton of runs. And I know Texas, if you look at it, they've been bad on the road against right-hand pitchers the last month. But over their last 7 road games, they've scored 37 runs, including the 9 runs they scored in the first game on Monday in this series. So what I'm doing is kind of discounting how their numbers have looked over the last month. They're on a 4-game winning streak right now. They've scored 29 runs over those 4 games. They have really, really good left-handed hitters. Ryan Langford, Poirier. I like Melot. I like Leonis Tavares as a switch hitter. Jonah Heim, I think, is a switch hitter. I might be forgetting that one. But I really like their bats. I like them more than I like the Angels bats, that's for sure. And even though I think the Angels are going to light up Lorenzen, I think the Rangers are going to do the same thing to Canning. I think both of these starters are going to knock out of the game early. We're looking at a high-scoring game. And I wouldn't risk this bad of a start this early in a matchup. Also, if neither one of them gets blown up, I'm okay with missing out on a good start from these guys. I think the blow-up percentage is much higher than the you pitch really well percentage. And the third fade is Luis Severino of the Mets. He is rostered in half of all leagues, and he's facing Washington and New York. I recommend starting him last time, and he got lit up, so I want a little vindication here, and I hope the Nationals repay this for him. But over his last six starts, he has pitched six or more innings at every single start. In three of those games, he allowed a total of like 200 runs, so one home run, struck out 16, and he walked three. In the other three, including his last two starts, he allowed 17 earned runs, six home runs, struck out only seven, and walked four. In those two most recent starts, he pitched 13 innings, gave up 11 earned runs, four home runs, three walks, only six strikeouts. One team was really good, the Astros. The other team's kind of bad, the Pirates. And now he's facing something that might surprise you guys, is a very good Nationals offense, especially on the road against right-hand pitchers the past month. That's what they healthy Lane Thomas. We've got an exciting James Woods. C.J. Abrams has woken up. Jacob Young is still on bases. Keeper Reeves is hitting home runs. Team's looking pretty solid. The young guys are starting to come together. They've got a 112 WRC plus over the past the month. That's eighth best in all of baseball. They had a sixth best OPS at 759. Seventh highest slugging at 434. Eighth highest OBP at 325. The fifth lowest strikeout rate at 19.8%. 12th best walk rate at 7.7. Seventh best line drive rate at 21.3. They have the fourth lowest soft hit rate at 13.6%. They do have the ninth worst fly ball rate at 36.2%. But they have, 57.5 balls are being hit into the air, be it line drive or fly ball. So that's a 42% ground ball rate. It's not terrible. And also, over this past month, they have the 12th lowest plate appearances against right-handers on the road at only 379 plate appearances, but they have scored the 11th most runs at 52. So we're looking at like kind of a good to great offense that's facing a hot and cold, kind of an average pitcher. I'm taking the bats right now. I'm benching Severino. I'm going to be vindicated. He's going to get lit up. He might go six innings, but he's going to give up five earned runs, two home runs, I guess like three bases. Avoid it. It's not a matchup. Don't blow your ratios up this early in a matchup just because you think Washington has a bad offense. They don't. So that's it. There you have it. We got three streams. Reese Olson, Tobias Myers, Carson Spires. Two yellow flags. Drew Thorpe and Alec Marsh. Three fates. Luis Severino, Griffin Canning, and Michael Lorenzen. And now that we've covered all of our streamers, you know, head on over to our website, sportsethos.com. And check out our other sports departments. We're not just baseball, right? If you're a football fantasy player, a fantasy football player, you know, we just dropped the 2024 Fantasy Football Draft Guide, and it's filled to the brim, just all kinds of stuff. We have draft tips, team breakdowns, mock drafts are starting to come out, positional rankings, positional breakdowns. We're going to have all kinds of draft tools. We got sleepers. We got busts. Just yesterday, just Monday, Jacob Dunn posted an article where he analyzed a super flex league mock draft that he participated in with some other sports leaders, football guys, and other fantasy football analysts. And it's a great breakdown on how you should treat drafting in super flex leagues where you start more than one quarterback. If you're a fantasy basketball kind of person, we do have the daily Fantasy NBA Today podcast, where Aaron Bruschi and Steve Alexander go all over all the fantasy relevant news. And just a quick shout out for Steve, quote unquote, Doc Alexander. He was named as one of the, he was named to the Fantasy Sportsman Writers Association Hall of Fame this year. And then just this week, I do believe on yesterday's podcast, he actually received his Hall of Fame plaque. So I just want to say congrats, Steve. Just, you know, you've had such a wonderful long career. I hope you have many more years of fantasy analysis, and just share your hoops knowledge with us on Twitter, on the podcast with Brew, and just in any other space you decide to share it. It's so wonderful to have you out there on the site with us. If you guys are fantasy WNBA fantasy players, we got Jared and Jared, Kenny and Scott, and they cover all fantasy aspects of WNBA. And then, of course, Andre, Diogo, Tiago cover FIBA. They're covering the FIBA Olympics qualifiers. They're going to cover all the Olympics games. They cover all of European hoops leagues. They do it all over on the EuroLeague Hoops podcast. I just want to thank you guys for hanging out and listening to me ramble and get more comfortable and have a little more fun with the pod. You know, make sure to follow me on Twitter, AKFantasyBB. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball, the Ethos Fantasy BB. Tune in and listen to the podcast every single day during the regular season. That's the Fantasy MLB Today the Fantasy MLB Today podcast. That's on Spotify, iTunes, Audible. You listen on the website. Anywhere you get your podcasts, you're going to find us. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, or a good night. I'll catch you on the next one on Thursday. And don't forget, this and every episode is presented to you by BetOnline.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.